Josie on the House, wrapping up hour one, where we've been talking the history of Labor Day, history and creation of Labor Day, that led us into a conversation about Grover Cleveland, that led us into a conversation about the Constitution, which we are celebrating Constitution Day, September 17th, and we're doing all of that with Assistant Professor of History from Grand Canyon University, Dr. David Dean. Dr. David, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. So what moral of the story, what takeaway point would you like to have everybody go forward from this point forward with?
Well, when we think of Constitution Day coming up, it's really a way of saying, I am an American Day, and our Constitution is very much a part of that. James Madison wrote in the Federal Papers, the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of one, a few, or many, whether they're hereditary powers or self-appointed or even elected, may justly be pronounced to be the very definition of tyranny. To be an American is to welcome that document and what it does to preserve our liberty from tyranny.
Folks, it'd be my encouragement, my takeaway, that you'd get to know the Constitution. Take it upon yourself this week to download a copy and read it. Dr. Dean, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Thank you for letting me be here.
We really appreciate the education. Now I'd like to slide over just a little bit. When they said I could talk about anything I wanted to, that's what I do. Arizona Game and Fish has a great newsletter they send out every single week, and I get it so I can recruit those of you. When they're looking for volunteers, I like to be able to bring them on air and talk about what they're doing right now. I'd like to bring Miss Heather Hyman in right now. Mike, I'm assuming you can push that button because I'm not in the right chair. Good morning, Heather, joining us from beautiful Seligman, Arizona.
Woo! Yes, good morning, Rosie. How are you?
I couldn't be doing better. The heat down here is just breaking enough to give you the encouragement to want to live through one more year of Arizona.
Yeah, soon you guys will get the nicer weather.
Heather, you've been with Fish and Game as an intern since 2009.
Yep. You've
been focusing primarily since that day on one particular project. Tell us about it, and what are you looking for as in the way of help from us?
So I work on the Arizona Game and Fish's Black-Footed Ferret Project. It works with one of the most endangered mammals in North America. They were thought to be extinct twice. And when a population was found in Wyoming, only 18 of those could actually breed. So everything we have today from them is all from those 18 individuals. So what we're looking for is we're looking for general public. It doesn't matter your age. We have everyone from up in their 80s to as young as like 6 years old with their parents. And the main qualification is just being able to stay awake at night. So whether you need soda or coffee, whatever you happen to need, we will train you up on how to spotlight. So we'll give you all the equipment and teach you how to look for the animal. Once you find the ferret for us, you will actually get to bring it in and be a part of that processing. So you will get to see the animal that most people in this world will never get to see. And so we're looking for people to help us out September 24th through the 28th and October 22nd through the 26th. And you can volunteer for just one night, or if you'd prefer to volunteer for all nights, if you're an insomniac, it is the perfect activity for you. So if
you want to get to know your kid or your grandkid, what better way than to be sitting in your vehicle or on your camp chair with your spotlight, with your binoculars, under the beautiful stars? This all occurs just south of 40 there, just south of where you are?
Yep, it's just to the west of Seligman, so right off Highway 66 are some of our spotlighting routes in a place called Aubrey Valley. So you'll get to see not only ferrets, but you have the potential to see coyotes, badgers, foxes, pronghorn, deer, skunks, porcupines. It's kind of amazing to get to see nightlife that you wouldn't normally get to see.
And in enrolling, how would we do that? If we've spurred someone's interest to participate in this, how would they sign up?
Definitely. We would love to hear from you. You can just email azferret, so Arizona Ferret, at azgfd.gov. and just put in the title fall spotlighting and what month you would be interested in. And then within the body, just say which days you'd be interested in, if you just need more information from us, if you'd like more information, and then who's all going to be coming, just so we're aware.
They show up, and what happens from that point?
So once they show up, we'll direct them to the field office that we have here in Seligman, and we'll train them up. So we don't just kick you out into the night and say, good luck. We give you a good training as to what the animal is like, kind of the process of spotlighting, what kind of eye shine they have, how you'll recognize it as a ferret, then how to set the trap, and then what to do after you catch the animal. So once you do all that, you'll head out to Route 66. We have a processing RV out there, and we'll hand you all the equipment. We'll get you set up. We'll give you directions to your route, and then you'll be out there in the dark for the rest of the night.
And we're trapping the black-footed ferret not to eliminate them, but to process them. And you can actually, should you be one of the successful volunteers at Trap One, you actually get to watch the processing of the animal in the vehicle, right?
Yes, yes. So you get to come on in the RV with us, and you get to watch it being processed. If it's a brand new one, we like to tell people you'll get to name it. So it's kind of an extra added incentive to catch one. And even if you don't happen to see one during the night, we try to call everyone into the RV. So you'll at least get to see somebody else's, if nothing else.
Fantastic. Heather Hyman with Arizona Game and Fish Department. We appreciate so much you joining us this morning. Tell us again, how would we participate? How do we contact you and let you know? I want an army of Rosie on the House listeners to be up there and support this effort.
Yes, we would love to see you all. So just email us at azferret@azgfd.gov, and we'd love to hear from you.
Heather, thanks a million for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rosie, for having us on.
All right. We'll be in touch to try and find out how the event went. You've got it in the third week of September as well as the third week of October. Here's to all your success.
Thank you so much, Rosie. You have a good day.
All right. And so when the owners of the station said, Rosie, you could have the 7 o'clock hour and do anything you want with it, we've covered my trip to Washington, D.C. We've covered the history and the creation of Labor Day. We've talked about Grover Cleveland, Constitution Day, and black-footed ferrets. Dr. Dean, I don't know. Is there anything I missed this hour?
Just the how do you herd black ferrets so that you can see them all at the same time?
How do you herd them? How do you get them into those little bitty traps? It's actually a great event. I hope those of you interested in the outdoors that are looking for an opportunity to spend some great time with maybe your son, your daughter, your grandson, your granddaughter, your niece, your nephew, introduce them to the outdoors by volunteering for that effort. And again, Dr. David Dean, thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking trees, trees, and trees during the 8 o'clock hour. We've got our tree experts coming in this morning, and maybe you missed it, but on Friday morning, that was our tip of the week, fertilizing Labor Day, Memorial Day, and Valentine's Day. That's how we're going to get the 8 o'clock hour started. Stay tuned, y'all.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.